And this is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. The Monroe Police Department bomb squad was busy yesterday after receiving a 911 call from the U.S. Post Office in downtown at 211 Jackson Street. A suspicious package was reported. Officers responded to the scene and secured the area. The bomb team began to investigate. After careful examination, Monroe police say that the package was safe. The package contained non-explosive material. Video of the incident showed what looked to be a suitcase full of clothes. Monroe police also want to remind the public to remain vigilant and report any suspicious activity or packages to authorities. With just days left to end the legislative session, the House and Senate are still haggling over the budget for the next fiscal year. House Bill 1 must be passed before Thursday night when lawmakers are required to go home. But Law Politics publisher Jeremy Alford says the two chambers are at odds over what to do about the $2.2 billion in surplus revenue.
You've got the full Senate, not just the Senate leadership, all support spending that money on roads, bridges, debt retirement, and a slate of other one-time needs.
But Alford says the State House sent the Senate a budget bill that takes a much more frugal approach.
You have House Republicans who do not want to spend that $2.2 billion. They want to bank it, save it for a rainy day, so to speak, put more into debt payments and debt retirement than the other side does.
The Senate Finance Committee pored over House Bill 1 and proposed amendments over the weekend before sending the bill to the Senate floor, where it's likely to be debated today. Whatever changes are made in the Senate must be concurred upon by House members before the budget can be sent to the governor. If the House doesn't agree to the Senate changes, the budget bill will be worked out by a conference committee of House and Senate members. Alford says the House and Senate have worked well together thus far, and he's anxious to see how it plays out over the next few days.
How they kind of give and take on that issue will determine whether we end up in yet another special session or if it's going to be a relatively quiet summer at the Capitol.
Failure to pass the bill by Thursday at 6 p.m. would require lawmakers to go into special session. LSU baseball's one win away from advancing to the Super Regionals after rallying back from a three-run deficit to beat Oregon State 6-5. Not only did LSU overcome a pesky Beavers baseball team, they also had to endure a three-hour weather delay. Coach Jay Johnson says that Thatcher Hurd's five-inning, 12-strikeout performance was huge for the Tigers. This is KEDM.